8:43, 17 minutes away from 9 at North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN. It is upon us, and it has been upon us for a good little while, it being flu season. And the question is, are you doing enough to make sure you're not a victim? And we're seeing a second wave, actually. It seems to be resurgent here as we go. And as we do so, we want to make sure that we're all doing what we can to avoid being victims of the flu. So we thought we'd check in and get some expert advice, checking in with Longstreet Clinic. And we're saying good morning to Dr. Aram Farooqui, who's with us this morning. Dr. Farooqui, good morning. Thanks for joining me today. And I trust you are well today.
Oh, thank you. I am luckily very well. But however, we have a lot of patients who are suffering, and we are hoping that they get better soon.
First of all, you're obviously seeing a lot of cases of this, and I understand there's a strain A and a strain B, et cetera. Are you seeing a resurgence, or are the numbers just been steady throughout?
No, there are two strains that we know that are going around this year. The A strain, like you mentioned, which is the H1N1 PDM09, and there's also been a resurgence of another strain, which we haven't actually seen in over 10 years, and this is the B strain, the Victoria, B Victoria, which is actually causing a lot more complications in our young patients. Why? Only because, you know, these our young patients have not seen the strain, and, you know, in their short life, they have seen a little bit of A that their bodies have built immunity to, so they are coming down more predominantly with the B strain, whereas the elderly, we're seeing the complications caused by the A virus.
Oh, wow, getting us on both ends of the spectrum with two different things, well, that makes it kind of tricky. Now, if you get one, you're not immune from the other then, right? Because they don't cross in that regard.
Absolutely. You can actually have the flu twice in one season. That's why we recommend that even if you've had the flu, please come in and get your flu shot, because you could be infected with another strain that you didn't suffer from prior. So that's a misconception people have, and they say, "Oh, you know what? I already had the flu this season, so I'm covered." That actually may not be true.
Well, of course, the best thing, and we've talked about this before on the program, the best way to fight it really is to make sure that your immune system stays healthy throughout the year. So maybe a couple of tips from a doctor's perspective on how we keep it healthy.
Okay, so first of all, avoid contact with a known flu person who's been affected by the. But you know what? If it's your child or your loved one or your spouse, there are still the tactics that you can do to prevent it. You know, wash your hands. Hygiene is very important. And then if you feel like you are coming down with these symptoms, reach out to your healthcare provider. There may be some medications that your provider can give you that could help mitigate the symptoms, decrease its complications, and even its duration. There are four FDA-approved medications on the market. One of them most of us have heard of, Tamiflu, which is a five-day course. And there's another new one, Xofluza, which is actually just a one-dose-only pill. Now, both of these will run you around $150, but most health insurance cover the cost of this. And for Xofluza, there's even a coupon that's that the manufacturer gives out and brings the cost down to almost, what, less than $30 or something around that.
Yeah, and if you're stricken with the flu or you feel it coming on, you'll do just about anything to not have to suffer. And when we're in a work setting, and as far as our offices and what are concerned, what should we be doing around there to make sure that we're not spreading or having it spread to us? Is there any way to kind of make our offices germ-proof?
Yes. Okay. First of all, wash your hands. Wash, wash, wash. And the other thing is, if there is somebody in your office that is suspected of having the flu, please encourage them to seek help and basically stay home. Stay home and do not return until you're 24 hours a day after your fever has subsided. Hydrate, rest during this time, and those are the main ones.
Yeah, and be considerate. If you think you've got it, don't go to work. It's fine. We'll struggle without you, but we'll struggle a lot better if we don't get the flu. So that's one of the things. Yeah,
that's right. You don't necessarily need to get tested. You know, though that a lot of patients do come into our offices suspecting that they have flu, But a take-home message on this is that if you, like, for example, if you have a number of different cold viruses, you know, you can have sneezing, runny nose, you'll gradually get worse and worse. The flu generally tends to hit you fast and hits you hard. For example, you'll wake up in the morning and you'll be fine. Towards the end of the day, you feel very tired, exhausted. You could have high fevers, perhaps a cough coming on, a sore throat. But it hits, the thing is, it just hits you fast.
So be ready to hit back as fast as you can and seek help as quickly as you can. Just before we get out of here, and I know this is something that right now is at bay, but how worried should we be about this coronavirus situation? Is that something that we really need to be that worked up right now about?
I think we should stay tuned. I think the first thing we want to avoid is mass hysteria. Yes, there's caution and there's a lot of stuff on the news about it, but I would say stay tuned. This is something that the Chinese government is definitely taking very serious. And though we've had a known case in the United States, I would say just prevent hysteria and just stay tuned. Stay tuned.
Yeah, and here again, take the normal precautions that you're taking to prevent the flu, and just wash those hands, and careful those objects that you touch, and as always, never pick gum off a rail and chew it, because it's somebody else's.
Definitely. That's a good point.
Our guest this morning, Dr. Aaron Farooqui, thanks for being with us from Longstreet. Do appreciate that, and I know for you, I know you folks take it very seriously, because you're dealing with sick patients all the time, and it's amazing to me that you don't come down with it. Are you able season to season to avoid that? Are you pretty successful in that? It sounds like you're doing great right now.
Could you say that again? I'm sorry, you were cutting off.
I was just saying it must be a real challenge for you to avoid it because you're dealing with sick people all the time. And are you able to dodge that bullet every season?
Like I said, wash those hands. I cannot understress that point. And at times, you know, we do have masks around, but I'd say wash those hands.
All right. Well, we appreciate the information today. And now you make me feel like I should go clean. So I think I'll do that when I get off the air. And I'm going to wipe the surfaces down in the control room for the next person that comes in. So let's not share those germs.
Thank you. That's right.
Thanks for being with us this morning. Appreciate that, doctor. Dr. Aaron Farooqui back with us this morning talking a little about how to prevent the flu. And it is a big, big deal, folks. Serious deal. Take it seriously if you feel like it's coming on. We're checking in now with Martha Zoller standing by, and she's a big deal coming on with us in the 9 o'clock hour, getting set for morning talk. A little talk about impeachment today, but hopefully a lot of talk about the legislature. Oh, with the Fox. Yeah, the fabulous Fox. 90th anniversary.